Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. RickMaurer.com, right, Rick? No, it's just Maurer.com.
Maurer, pardon. Rick, no, it's RickMaurer.com.
I was right to start with, wasn't I?
You were, yeah.
M-A-U-R-E-R, folks. Rick, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
First of all, there's a bunch of free videos there. There's some assessment tools. There are blog posts. I mean, and all of the stuff is focusing on how do you influence other people at work? You know, how do you build the support you need for stuff that's going on?
So you can lead change.
Lead change, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. And
yeah.
You got a new program there, too, don't you? Is that still there?
It is. I have it on another website, although there is stuff about it on here. It's called... The other website is energybartools.com, and this new tool is called the Energy Bar, and it's free, and there's a little video, and if you watch the three-minute video, you'll be able to use the tool.
All right, good.
And the more you practice it, the better you'll get, and it's the easiest way I've found for people to go, oh, that's why they aren't interested. That's why they don't want what I want.
This is a way to get to get people to follow you, right?
Yeah.
You can't be a leader if someone won't follow you.
That's true. It's going to be a very small parade.
Yeah. So Energy Bar Tools.
Tools.
With an S,
yeah.
.com. And it's free. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So we're talking about corporate values. What else do we need to know about corporate values?
Well, one, and we've talked about it before, I just want to reiterate it. You had mentioned Wells Fargo, and I've banked Wells Fargo for a long time because the bank I go to keeps changing ownership. So, you know, and I like the people in my branch are fine. I really like them. But every time I would go in to make a deposit, they have this big sign in the back written by Henry Wells. I think that was his first name, the founder of Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, courtesy and customer respect or something,
right.
You know, but this is in the middle of the scandal. And what it did is it kept reminding me that, oh, this place that I really like is part of that bigger company that I'm really glad I'm not part of.
They weren't even drinking their own Kool-Aid.
Right. And, you know, and I actually felt bad for the people at the branch, but man, my first bit of advice would be, take that down for now.
Right. No kidding.
Because you're doing really nice work here. And, there's one other example, and this is a really pretty serious one. I was working in a chemical plant, and they took great pride in their safety records. And I was out on the floor, and I was talking to some operators, and we were talking about various things. And I said, so there's been a lot of emphasis on safety. And I said, any reactions? And this one operator, I mean, really big guy, tattoos everywhere. I mean, he looked at me and he said, things are going to go boom. And I said, and like an idiot, I said, what do you mean things are going to go boom? And he said, you know, like an explosion, Rick, boom. I mean, like an idiot. and I said to the other people, I said, do you agree with this? And this one guy said, see these tanks? These are chemical tanks. Everyone is filled with a volatile chemical. If a spark hits any one of them, this building goes.
Mm.
And I said, I'm assuming you've told people. And they said, we tell our supervisors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's an organization that's touting this stuff. And unfortunately, and the hourly workers are trying to get the word up, but it's getting homogenized.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day when I was meeting with the executives, I obviously did not say who I talked to, but I said, I heard an interesting phrase yesterday, and I told him the story. And the general manager said, whoa, that is really valuable. So sometimes...
But they weren't even listening to their own people.
It's somehow... Yeah, but by the time the senior executives got it... what they heard was probably one bullet point of like, yeah, some safety issues we got at underhand.
Because it's been watered down, so nobody wanted to speak truth to power. So your values, your corporate values, have got to include a method for the information, the critical information, to go from the bottom to the top unimpeded.
Yep, you need that feedback loop to always be open.
Yeah, that's part of your values, folks. If you want to acquire and maintain and sustain those values. Hey, Rick, good job today. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have you
pleasure.
Here. We always get smarter when you join us, and we appreciate it. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Maurer, MAURER.com. Check out that website. And also, give us the other one quickly, Rick.
Sure thing. EnergyBarTools.com.
And it's free, folks. How about that? What a great guy Rick is for giving it to us for free. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.